Sometimes for services to this program, I often think we should erect a small memorial to Colin Bissett. Colin?
Why do we need to mark special places with memorials? Especially in places so remote, few will ever see them. Like the one atop a barren island at the very tip of South America, Cape Horn. Here the ocean is at its most boisterous, the seas whipped up by winds that pass unhindered around the globe, sometimes reaching 200 kilometres an hour. It's estimated that 10,000 lives and 800 ships have been lost in this region alone. The island has little on it except a lighthouse run by the Chilean Navy, a tiny wooden chapel, and the large memorial accessed by a winding wooden walkway perched above the peat bog. The sculpture is a simple thing. Two angular plates of grey steel form a square balancing on its corner, with the middle cut out in the shape of an albatross in flight. It's the symbol for sailors drowned at sea, and also of the Cape Horniers, a French-based brotherhood of captains who erected the statue in 1991. The statue was designed by Chilean sculptor José Balcells. A plaque nearby displays a poem by Sara Vile, which says how the souls of those lost at sea today fly on my wings towards eternity. It's a moving sight, certainly. But who is it for? The lost sailors? Or for the few people who visit the site? It's a question for many memorials. There is, for instance, a plaque on the moon left by the crew of Apollo 15 in 1971, on which are engraved the names of 14 American astronauts and Soviet cosmonauts who had died by that time. Beside it lies a tiny aluminium figurine of an astronaut. But just like the philosophical question asking whether or not a tree falling in the forest makes a noise if no one is there to hear it, does it matter that we can only know it is there through photographs? Memorials are perhaps like the unwitnessed falling tree, a matter of perception. Solitary memorials like that at Cape Horn bring human energy to wilderness, standing there when we cannot be there ourselves, a sort of magical thinking. The Albatross Memorial permits us to reflect on the myriad lives extinguished there. And in that act of reflection, the energy of the space is subtly transformed, just as a mosque or a cathedral has a different atmosphere from the street outside. The memorialising of events where they actually happened adds impact, just as a bunch of flowers laid beside a road speaks to each of us as we drive past. And memorials are, at heart, memento mori, reminders that all of us will die. Which means that even here, on a windswept island in the South Atlantic, we might reflect on what is gone and what is possibly before us. A memorial, certainly, but also a silent call to action.
And the Colin Bissett statue is shortly to be unveiled here at Radio National.